Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning. Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new period. It's a brand new session. It's a brand new everything. Everything good, everything wonderful. Yes, I know. At times, the question is, what's wonderful about everything? The reality of the fact is, it just has to be wonderful. Because, as I always say, it is well. I just want to pose a thought, few questions, practical and reality questions. What did you achieve last year? What did you fail at last year? How much time did you spend on productivity? And in what area can you improve on this year? What can you do differently this year? Who and what added value to your life last year? And how do you think you can sustain and maintain that value addition this year? What are the things that you need to do in order to ascertain that you have a greater year with greater success and greater achievements this year? Simple questions, right and direct. Basic principles to live with as we enter into the year. In my opinion, I would wish to express that it is important for each and every one of us to keep our private lives private. You know, what basically happens is that the enemy doesn't attack when he doesn't know. So do not announce your plans and your projects too soon, because certain folks are dream killers, and not everyone is happy for your success, by the way. These are thoughts that I'm learning courtesy of a fellow brother in humankind called Mr. Elijah Mwape. He's a resident of the United States of America. Other practical thoughts and ideas to live by this year. How do you approach the attitude of excuses? When you make excuses, you are giving yourself reasons not to try new things, such as business, school, relationships, working out, or starting a new job. Some of us are masters at giving excuses, yet we are surprised to find ourselves stuck. In life, you will never find a perfect time, a perfect opportunity, a perfect partner, or a perfect chance. Truly speaking, what you would notice in life is that people who have too many excuses in life also suffer from self-pity. So get out of the shell. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get it done now. You possess so much within you. Time doesn't stop or wait for anybody. Excuses only give birth to regrets. Better to fail trying than to be crippled by the fear of failure. If you need a real change, stop giving yourself excuses and act now. Benjamin Franklin said, "I never knew a man that was good at making excuses who was good at anything else." So you want to fail at everything else? Just give excuses. Procrastination is another killer. Procrastination kills more dreams than anything else. If something is important and meaningful, there is no such thing as procrastination. If you want real change, growth, and progress, stop putting off the things that matter to you. Learn from Victor Kiam, who says, "Procrastination is opportunity's assassin." Don't expose yourself to assassination. The other thing to watch for is what Zig Ziglar spoke about when Zig says, "Success is not measured by what you do compared to what others do. It is measured by what you do with the ability that you have within you. To that extent, therefore, competition should be with yourself. You are your greatest competitor and not the other person. Don't worry about who is getting married or who is getting a new car or who is getting a new house, who is getting a new job. Each person's path in life is different. The rate at which others progress is never measured with your progress. So embrace and enjoy your own journey in life. Important to live by. Get off and get out of your comfort zone. Because a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. So don't waste time staying within your comfort zone, because it only will be an obstruction to your growth and to your change. Therefore, pay attention to what makes you uncomfortable, because that may hold your growth. Often it is the truth you don't like to hear. Sometimes it is leaving a place you have been familiar with. Sometimes it is leaving a relationship that doesn't add value to your life. Sometimes it is leaving your job to start a new business venture. So this year, dare yourself to try something new and get out of your comfort zone. You need vision and goal. A vision is what you want to achieve, and a goal is a step you will take to achieve your vision. Remember, a goal without a vision will make you confused in life. A vision without a goal is just a dream. A vision and a goal is a marriage that cannot be divorced. Put two together and you will achieve success. Write down your vision and prepare the goals that will help make your vision a reality. Because Jonathan Swift says, vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. I want to wish you well and wish you success as you step and move through the journey of this brand new year with brand new results. Remember, always, it is well. Have a great day.